Labor Market Activities. Note, many of the following questions refer to the week from Sunday, May 3rd to Saturday, May 9th, 2026. 42. During the week of Sunday, May 3rd to Saturday, May 9th, 2026, how many hours did this person spend working for pay or in self-employment? Please enter the total number of hours worked for pay or in self-employment at all jobs held during the week of May 3rd to May 9th, 2026. Exclude the number of hours. Bullet, away due to illness, on vacation, or any other reasons. Include the number of hours. Bullet, working for wages, salary, tips, or commission. Bullet, working overtime. Bullet, working in their own business, farm, or professional practice, alone or in partnership. Bullet, working directly towards the operation of a family farm or business without formal pay arrangements. In parentheses, for example, assisting in seeding, doing accounts. End of parentheses. Write in field, number of hours, in parentheses, to the nearest hour, end of parentheses. Arrow pointing right, go to question 45. Or, response option, none. Arrow pointing right, continue with the next question. Page 31. 43. During the week of May 3rd to May 9th, 2026, was this person on temporary layoff or absent from their job or business? Specify one option only. Response option 1, no. Response option 2, no, retired. Response option 3, yes, on temporary layoff from a job with indication of being recalled within the next 6 months. Response option 4, yes, on vacation, ill, on strike, or locked out, or absent for other reasons. 44. When did this person last work for pay or in self-employment, even for a few days? Specify one option only. Response option 1, in 2026. Arrow pointing right, continue with the next question. Response option 2, in 2025. Arrow pointing right, continue with the next question. Response option 3, before 2025. Arrow pointing right, go to question 51. Response option 4, never. Arrow pointing right, go to question 51. Note, questions 45 to 50 refer to this person's job or business during the week of May 3rd to May 9th, 2026. If this person held no job, answer for the job of longest duration since January 1st, 2025. If this person held more than one job, answer for the job at which they worked the most hours. Page 32. 45. For whom did this person work? Enter the full name of the company, business, government, department, or agency, or person. For self-employed persons, enter the name of their business. If the business does not have a name, enter self-employed. Print in capital letters as follows. Name of firm, government, department, etc. ABC Concrete Products Limited. Write in field, specify who this person worked for. 46. What kind of business, industry, or service was this? For example, new home construction, primary school, municipal police, wheat farm, retail shoe store, food wholesale, car parts factory, federal government, etc. right in field, kind of business, industry, or service. 47. What was this person's work or occupation? For example, legal secretary, plumber, fishing guide, wood furniture assembler, secondary school teacher, computer programmer, etc. Write in field, occupation. Page 33. 48. In this work, what were this person's main activities? For example, prepared legal documents, installed residential plumbing, guided fishing parties, made wood furniture products, taught mathematics, developed software, etc. Write in field, main activities. Note, questions 49 to 50 refer to this person's job or business during the week of May 3rd to May 9th, 2026. If this person held no job, answer for the job of longest duration since January 1st, 2025. If this person held more than one job, answer for the job at which they worked the most hours. 49. Was this person an employee or self-employed? If this person held more than one job, answer for the job at which they worked the most hours. If this person held no job during the week of May 3rd to May 9th, 2026, answer for the job of longest duration since January 1st, 2025. Specify one option only. Response option 1, employee, permanent position, in parentheses, no fixed end date, end of parentheses, arrow pointing right, go to question 51. Response option 2, employee, fixed term position, in parentheses, 1 year or more, end of parentheses, arrow pointing right, go to question 51. Response option 3, employee, casual, seasonal, or short-term position, in parentheses, less than 1 year, end of parentheses. Arrow pointing right, go to question 51. Response option 4, unpaid family worker, in parentheses, without pay or salary, end of parentheses, for their spouse or another relative in a family business or farm. Arrow pointing right, go to question 51. Response option 5, self-employed without paid employees, in parentheses, alone or in partnership, end of parentheses. Response option 6, self-employed with paid employees, in parentheses, alone or in partnership, end of parentheses. 50. Was this person's farm or business incorporated? Response option 1, no. Response option 2, yes. Questions 51 to 53 are asked for persons aged 15 years and older who did not work during the week of May 3rd to May 9th, 2026. If this person was aged 65 years and older, answered no, retired, in question 43, and answered before 2025 in question 44, go to question 60. Page 34. 51. Did this person look for paid work during the 4 weeks from April 12th to May 9th, 2026? For example, did this person contact an employment center, check with employers, place or answer internet ads, etc.? Specify one option only. Response option 1, no. Response option 2, yes. Looked for full-time work, arrow pointing right, go to question 53. Response option 3, yes. Looked for part-time work, in parentheses, less than 30 hours per week, end of parentheses, arrow pointing right, go to question 53. 52. During the week of May 3rd to May 9th, 2026, did this person have definite arrangements to start a new job within the next 4 weeks? Response option 1, no. Response option 2, yes. 53. Could this person have started a job during the week of Sunday, May 3rd to Saturday, May 9th, 2026, had one been available? Specify one option only. Response option 1, yes, could have started a job. Response option 2, no, already had a job. Response option 3, no, because of illness or disability. Response option 4, no, because of personal or family responsibilities. Response option 5, no, going to school. Response option 6, no, other reasons. Note, questions 54A and 54B refer to this person's job or business during the week of May 3rd to May 9th, 2026. If this person held no job, answer for the job of the longest duration since January 1st, 2025. If this person held more than one job, answer for the job at which they worked the most hours. Page 35. 54A. In this job, what language or languages did this person use on a regular basis? Response option 1, English. Response option 2, French. Write in field, other language or languages, specify. If this person indicates only one language in question 54A, go to question 55. 54B. Of these languages, which one did this person use most often in this job? Indicate more than one language only if they were used equally at work. Response option 1, English. Response option 2, French. Write in field, other language, specify. These questions are only for persons aged 15 years and older with a job or absent from their job or business during the week of Sunday, May 3rd to Saturday, May 9th, 2026. 55. In a usual work week, at which of the following locations does this person work? Specify all that apply. If this person held more than one job, answer for the job at which they worked the most hours. Page 36. For persons with a workplace location outside their home, provide the address. If the street address is unknown, or if the address is a post office box, specify the building or nearest street intersection. Do not give a post office box number. If the address of work is different than the address of the employer, please provide the address where this person actually works. For example, school teachers should provide the address of their school, not the address of the school board. Example, 365 Laurier Avenue West. Bullet, number 365. Bullet, name Laurier. Bullet, type Avenue. Bullet, direction West. Response option 1, worked at home. In parentheses, including farms, end of parentheses. Arrow pointing right, go to question 58. Response option 2, worked outside Canada. Arrow pointing right, go to question 58. Response option 3, no fixed workplace location. Arrow pointing right, continue with the next question. Response option 4, worked at a fixed workplace location outside the home specified below. Write in field, street address. Write in field, city, municipality, town, village, or First Nations reserve. Province or territory. Response option 1, Newfoundland and Labrador. Response option 2, Prince Edward Island. Response option 3, Nova Scotia. Response option 4, New Brunswick. Response option 5, Quebec. Response option 6, Ontario. Response option 7, Manitoba. Response option 8, Saskatchewan. Response option 9, Alberta. Response option 10, British Columbia. Response option 11, Yukon. Response option 12, Northwest Territories. Response option 13, Nunavut. Write-in field, postal code. Page 37. 56A. In a usual work week, what modes of commuting does this person use to get to work? Hybrid workers respond for the days they commute to work. Specify subway or elevated rail for Bullet Vancouver SkyTrain, Bullet Toronto Subway, Bullet Montreal Metro. Specify light rail, streetcar, or commuter train for Bullet Vancouver West Coast Express, Bullet Calgary SeaTrain, Bullet Edmonton LRT, Bullet Toronto Streetcars, Bullet Toronto GO Train, Bullet Ottawa O Train, Bullet Montreal Commuter Trains, Bullet Montreal REM, Bullet Kitchener Waterloo ION LRT. Specify as many options as applicable. Response option 1, car, truck, or van as a driver. Response option 2, car, truck, or van as a passenger. Response option 3, bus. Response option 4, subway or elevated rail. Response option 5, light rail, streetcar, or commuter train. Response option 6, passenger ferry. Response option 7, walked to work. Response option 8, bicycle, electric bike, or electric scooter. Response option 9, motorcycle, motorized scooter, or moped. Response option 10, other method. Page 38. 56B. In a usual work week, what main mode of commuting does this person use to get to work? Specify one option only. Hybrid workers respond for the days they commute to work. If this person uses more than one mode of commuting to get to work, mark the one used for most of the travel distance. Response option 1, car, truck, or van, as a driver, arrow pointing right, go to question 56C. Response option 2, car, truck, or van, as a passenger, arrow pointing right, go to question 56C. Response option 3, bus, arrow pointing right, go to question 57A. Response option 4, subway or elevated rail, arrow pointing right, go to question 57A. Response option 5, light rail, streetcar, or commuter train, arrow pointing right, go to question 57A. Response option 6, passenger ferry, arrow pointing right, go to question 57A. Response option 7, walked to work, arrow pointing right, go to question 57A. Response option 8, bicycle, electric bike, or electric scooter, arrow pointing right, go to question 57A. Response option 9, motorcycle, motorized scooter, or moped, arrow pointing right, go to question 57A. Response option 10, other method, arrow pointing right, go to question 57A. Page 39, 56C. How many workers, including this person, usually ride in this car, truck, or van to work? Response option 1, one worker. Response option 2, two workers. Response option 3, three or more workers. 57A. What time does this person's trip to work usually begin? Hybrid workers respond for the days they commute to work. Response option 1, usual time. specify the usual time this person leaves for work. Write in field, specify hour. Write in field, specify minutes. Response option 1, a.m. Response option 2, p.m. Response option 2, no usual time, in parentheses, for example, shift worker. End of parentheses. Page 40. 57B. How many minutes does this person's trip to work usually last? Hybrid workers respond for the days they commute to work. Write in field, number of minutes, or response option, no usual duration. 58. How many weeks did this person work for pay or in self-employment in 2025? A year has 52 weeks. Include bullet, paid vacation, and sick leave paid by the employer. Bullet, weeks worked part-time, even for a few hours. Exclude bullet, weeks absent and not paid by the employer, such as maternity, parental, or disability leave, etc. Response option, none. Arrow pointing right, continue with question 60. Or, write in field, number of weeks worked, in parentheses, including paid vacation and sick leave paid for by the employer and excluding absences unpaid by the employer, such as maternity, parental, or disability leave, etc. End of parentheses, arrow pointing right, go to question 59 if you answered 1 week or more for this person. Page 41. 59. In 2025, did this person work mostly full-time or part-time? Specify one option only. Response option 1, full-time, in parentheses, 30 hours or more per week, end of parentheses. Response option 2, part-time, in parentheses, less than 30 hours per week, end of parentheses. Question 60 is asked only for persons aged 13 years and younger, in parentheses, born after May 12, 2012, end of parentheses. 60. In 2025, did this person usually attend any child care arrangement? In parentheses, for example, a daycare center, a home-based child care, or other arrangement with or without costs. End of parentheses. Include before or after school programs and care provided by a relative or a non-relative used on a regular basis. Exclude child care provided by parent or guardian, school attendance, occasional child care arrangements for school holidays, and homeschooling. Response option 1, yes. Specify the total amount paid by your household for this child care arrangement in 2025. Do not double count any amounts that were already reported. If your household used childcare without incurring any costs, in parentheses, fully subsidized daycare, childcare provided by a relative, etc., end of parentheses, specify $0, used childcare with no payment. Write in field, total amount paid for childcare in 2025. Or, response option, $0, used childcare with no payment. Response option 2, no. Questions 61 and 62 are asked only for persons aged 15 years and older, in parentheses, born before May 12, 2011, end of parentheses. Page 42. 61. In 2025, did this person pay child or spousal support payments to a former spouse or partner? Support payments are covered by an agreement to pay a fixed amount on a regular basis. Exclude all other gifts or transfers of money. Include only support payments actually paid. Answer yes or no If yes, also enter the total amount for 2025. Response option 1, yes. Write in field total amount of dollars for 2025. Response option 2, no. 62. Does this person pay partly or entirely the rent or mortgage, taxes, electricity, etc. for this dwelling? Specify yes if this person pays the rent or mortgage, taxes, electricity, etc. for this dwelling, even if more than one person contributes to such payments. A dwelling is a separate set of living quarters with a private entrance from the outside or from a common hallway or stairway inside the building. This entrance should not be through someone else's living quarters. Exclude payments for other dwellings, in parentheses, the school residence of a child, the residence of a former spouse, another dwelling that you may own or rent, etc., end of parentheses. Response option 1, yes. Response option 2, no.